Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 24th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC was very busy yesterday with several press releases and numerous statements from the commissioners. Among the press releases were, SEC enhances the regulation of private fund advisors, and SEC adopts amendments to exemption from National Securities Association membership. The statements from the commissioners included, statement on private fund advisors, Chair Gary Gensler, statement regarding private fund advisors rulemaking, Commissioner Carolyn Crenshaw, statement on private fund advisors documentation of registered investment advisor compliance reviews, Commissioner Mark T. Ayuda, empowering and protecting private fund investors, Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, statement regarding exemption from National Securities Association membership, Chairman Gary Gensler, statement on the adoption of amendments to Rule 15B9-1M, Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, statement regarding exemption from National Securities Association membership, Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw, improved oversight of off-exchange trading, Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, statement on final rule regarding exemption for certain exchange members, Commissioner Mark T. Ayuda. The Managed Fund Association also put out a statement, MFA statement on SEC's adoption of final private fund advisor rule. Cboe's CEO Ed Tilley was on Bloomberg Markets The Close yesterday talking about a surge in VIX option trading and new products. According to a story in Futurism, Elon Musk's associates say his strange behavior may be related to ketamine habit. This could explain a lot of his erratic behavior. It may be incredibly difficult to run all those companies he has and to be that rich and that isolated. According to various reports, including one from CoinDesk, there's a link in today's newsletter, Sam Bankman-Fried has plans to blame his lawyers for bad advice for his mistakes running FTX. Speaking of FTX's current lawyers, they are burning through $1.5 million in legal costs every day, CoinDesk reports. Just in case you were wondering, former Chicago Bulls great Michael Jordan is the richest basketball player ever, with a fortune of $3.5 billion, Bloomberg reports. New data from the World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, found that geopolitical and economic tensions have hampered expectations of a quicker economic recovery. Bank failures in Europe and in the United States, as well as persistent inflation, which has forced central banks to tighten monetary policies, contributed to the uncertainty. Download the WFE's H1 2023 Market Highlights report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were, Wall Street blamed zero-day option traders for a sudden stock market sell-off, but a B of A team says they got it all wrong. NVIDIA stock options traders are bracing for larger move than usual after earnings. And worried about inflation or where the market is headed, Warren Buffett thinks this asset class is the answer. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story and a podcast that I did. The headline, HOU is the domestic crude oil benchmark on the move. Jeff Barbuto is trying to build a new benchmark in U.S. domestic crude oil at Intercontinental Exchange, where he has worked for 21 years running oil and is now the head of global oil markets. The benchmark is HOU, the Midland WTI contract for the Gulf Coast, first started 5 years ago with the help of Magellan Midstream Partners. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. And you can read the rest of this story on johnlothiannews.com as well. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Bank of America disputes Goldman logic on zero-day option threat to stocks. Booming investing tool spurs fresh hand-wringing on Wall Street. Latest debate centers around last week's flurry in put trading. The heated debate on the threat posed by the boom in stock derivatives that expire within 24 hours is pitting two of Wall Street's biggest banks against each other. After Goldman Sachs Group Inc. blamed the rise of zero-day options for the late afternoon S&P 500 sell-off seen on August 15th, Bank of America Corp. dubs the logic largely misguided. At the center of the disagreement, the precise role played by put derivatives that protect against equity losses with a strike price at 44.40, a level close to where the market was trading at the time. My comment, if investors want to sell, they will find a way. They always have. This blame the derivative baloney is old, stale, and misguided. Here's a story from Business Insider. Leaked Zoom all hands. CEO says employees must return to offices because they can't be as innovative or get to know each other on Zoom. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan told employees this month that the company was making the surprising decision to send some workers back to the office regularly because its flagship remote work product didn't allow employees to build as much trust or be as innovative as in the office, according to a leaked meeting recording viewed by Insider. Zoom, one of the main enablers and beneficiaries of remote work, told employees living within 50 miles of a Zoom office that they must work there at least 2 days a week. The top reason for the mandate, Juan said at the August third meeting, is that it's difficult for employees to get to know each other and build trust remotely. My comment. In related news, gun companies say don't use guns as you can shoot yourself in the foot. Here's another story, this one from CNBC. American workers are demanding almost $80,000 a year to take a new job. The amount of money most workers want now to accept a job reached a record high this year, a sign that inflation is alive and well, at least in the labor market. According to the latest New York Federal Reserve Employment Survey released Monday, the average reservation wage, or the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs, rose to $78,645 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% from just a year ago and is the highest level ever in a data series that goes back to the beginning of 2014. My comment. Wage inflation is the next shoe to drop. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Cargill boss calls for ship owners to invest in wind power. U.S. agricultural trader and freight operator is testing vessel fitted with 37.5-meter high sails. Cargill's head of ocean transport has called on the shipping industry to give wind power a chance in its efforts to decarbonize as one of the world's largest marine freight operators prepares to test the use of sails on a mid-size vessel. My comment. As George Amberson said, the only honorable thing to be in life is a yachtsman. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, CBOE CEO says firm can go after deals in open jurisdictions. Exchange operator Cboe Global Markets, Inc. can do future acquisitions and expand its global presence due to its flexible balance sheet, according to Chief Executive Officer Edward Tilley. There is nothing we have to do. We like to be in jurisdictions that are open to competitions, and we like to be there in scale, Tilley said in an interview with Bloomberg Television Wednesday. That's really where our acquisitions have been in the past. My comment, I need to have some Tilly Shark t-shirts made up. The man is now a shark. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Wall Street Journal's "This 599 putting green improved my golf game. It might work for you. It's definitely still summer." Second was Bloomberg's "A Bitcoin ETF debuts, but traders aren't biting." Third was Insider's "Sam Bankman-Fried does not have access to Adderall in custody and subsists on a diet of peanut butter sandwiches and water," his attorney alleges. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Goldman, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, UBS settle stock lending suit. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase & Company, and UBS AG agreed to pay nearly $500 million to settle an antitrust class action by U.S. pension funds over the bank's control of the market for stock loans used for hedging and short selling. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, pension funds shake off crypto worries with backing for broker Hidden Road. Retirement plans try to juice their returns, but observers see risk if hedge fund borrowers suffer losses. Traditional investors such as pension funds are providing the financing to a broker that is helping hedge funds take bigger bets on volatile cryptocurrency assets. Retirement plans, including that of U.S. defense contractor Lockheed Martin, are among the backers of crypto prime broker Hidden Road, according to people with the knowledge of the matter, providing the financing that in traditional markets typically comes from banks. And then finally, here's a story from The Trade. The headline, many of prop trading firms obliged to join FINRA under expanded SEC rule. Potentially dozens of broker-dealers are set to be affected by the ruling. Market opinion divided on decision. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has moved to expand the remit of national securities associations such as the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, to cover previously exempt proprietary trading firms. The move to increase the number of broker-dealer firms registering with FINRA comes as the commission aims to promote fair, orderly, and more efficient markets. The decision is set to contribute to greater transparency and strengthened oversight in the treasury markets, due in large part to the fact that FINRA requires members to report post-trade activity in these markets. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.